Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk on Monday visited with Jan Knodel, NDSU entomologist, talking about the upswing in the bug population, especially grasshoppers.
Yeah, we've had a lot of reports from throughout the whole state.
Are they chewing up what?
Well, we're finding them in a lot of different crops, wheat, soybean, sunflower, sugar beet. So there's, you know, just about anything, they'll move into. They're not too picky on what they eat.
Yeah. So we got reports back in the Dust Bowl or even in some of the dry years in the 60s, they were eating siding, paint,
yes,
paint off of buildings. Those grasshoppers,
yes,
are ridiculous.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that they can eat some of that stuff. But we don't have quite that many this year, but it's mainly, due to the drought last year. The populations have been building for the last several years. And then we had a nice warm fall, which is good for egg laying. So we had a lot of eggs laid. And then we had a really nice, cool, wet spring, early spring. That helps to prevent premature hatch and ensures that they'll have adequate food supply when they do emerge or hatch from the egg. And then we had a warm, dry, late spring, and that promotes a uniform hatching time and good conditions for feeding because the crops are usually up. And now we're having, a hot summer with adequate rain for the crops, so there's ensures, a lot of food for the grasshoppers.
When? Well, is there an economic threshold, or do we just kind of want to control them and no matter what? Or how do we calculate to do?
We're dealing mainly with the immatures, we call those the small, the small grasshoppers. They're called nymphs. Mm-hmm. And when we try to control them early. Most of the spraying that's been going on has just been edge spraying. So a grower will do several maybe 300 feet or so into the field. And when you're seeing 6 to 8 nymphs per square foot, that would be considered an economic threshold in the field margin. But as you move into the interior of the field, the threshold drops down to 3 to 5 nymphs per square foot.
Hmm. As you mentioned, they're hungry, so not very many will do a lot of damage. Yeah,
especially as they get, when the first instar is susceptible to, severe thunderstorms and probably some areas that have had those severe storms and the tornadoes probably killed some of the smaller nymphs. When they first hatch, they're very susceptible to that and drowning from the severe rain and downpours. But a lot of the nymphs are getting to the fourth instar now. So they're about an inch long, and usually when we start getting the majority in the about an inch long, the egg hatches period is pretty much over. So I think here in the eastern, southeast, we're the warmest part of the state. We're probably getting close to the end of egg hatch, because there's a lot of several different species of grasshopper that will get into the cropland. So they don't all hatch at once. So we got the early ones and then the later ones. So species of grasshoppers.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.